This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and CEO for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've noticed that in the last 5 to 6 years, there is a very, very close relationship between the ratio of corn and soybean prices to cotton prices in the futures market. And that will either draw acres to cotton or draw acres away from cotton. Right now, when we look at a December 12 futures price for cotton relative to futures prices for corn and soybeans, it would appear that we'll hold our own. We'll probably keep the acres that came back to cotton in 2011 in the Mid-South and the Southeast.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, the National Weather Service is forecasting the drought to continue at least into the winter. So it's going to be really important to see Texas get some rain in order to get production on that acreage out in Texas. If we do, then I would expect to see a slightly larger crop in 2012 than we've had in 2011.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That'll depend in part about what happens on farm policy, but with regard to, in particular, cotton policy, it might get determined by this super committee. But that's going to be a big challenge. You want to get this Brazil case behind us because it is constraining some of the things we'd like to do as an industry. And I believe it actually constrains USDA to some extent, how it wants to operate its export credit under the GSM program.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's become a serious problem now all across the Southeast and the Mid-South, and it's spreading into Texas. And I think that's a real challenge for the industry to look at, almost the way we had to deal with boll weevil. I think you almost have to look at it as an area-wide weed control possibility of practice, a different practice than just individual farmers taking on the problem they see in that field.